USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands will flock to Washington's National Mall today for 4th of July celebrations. The National Independence Day Parade will roll down Constitution Avenue starting at noon Eastern. The president will address the nation from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial this evening. And an annual Capitol 4th concert will be carried live on PBS with fireworks shortly after 9 Eastern. No holiday for the Democrats campaigning for the White House. Among them, Joe Biden was in Iowa yesterday speaking about, among other things, trade, including with China.
We're in a competition with China. We need to get tough with China. But there are serious challenges for us. In some areas, they're a real threat. But look, every single step this president has taken in dealing with China has exacerbated the challenge, has made it worse.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Some breaking political news on this Independence Day morning is Republican Congressman Justin Amash, the only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment, says he's no longer going to be a Republican, leaving the party, he says in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post, that he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties. He's a five-term Michigan congressman who argues partisan rhetoric is dividing and dehumanizing the nation. Major League Baseball's L.A. Angels and police in Texas are blasting a newspaper report that suggested Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs may have died of opioid abuse. He was found unresponsive in a hotel room on Monday. The Santa Monica Observer reporting that the 27-year-old might have gotten opioid prescriptions from a number of doctors who weren't aware what each other had prescribed. A team spokeswoman calls the story reckless. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ohio's law that would ban all abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected now on hold, as a federal judge blocked the law from going into effect, calling it unconstitutional because it places what he says is an undue burden on a woman's right to have an abortion. An American funny man has passed away at 90. Artie Johnson was best known for the many characters he played on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, which ran from 1968 till 1973.
Very interesting.
He often played across from comedian Ruth Buzzy.
We always got along great.
I desire your hand in marriage.
I accept.
You accept?
We shared the spotlight together, and it was wonderful.
After Laugh-In, Johnson appeared on numerous game shows and had guest roles on TV shows from Murder, She Wrote to Night Court, and also did many cartoon voices. Artie Johnson died Wednesday. He was 90. And millions of Americans hitting the roads and the skies for this 4th of July weekend. AAA expects nearly 49 million Americans to get away, almost 2 million more people than last year. More than 41 million of those Americans are hitting the road, meaning they're driving. Nearly 4 million Americans will head to the airport to fly to destinations. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.